Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Wednesday, March 26th, 2014. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. Welcome to the Boo, my views on the market news. Been a little crazy lately, right? I was in Las Vegas and Reno last week betting on sports. And having better luck at betting on sports than I have been on stocks lately, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm not sure today was very tasty at all. Candy Crush Saga. King Digital IPO'd and basically it took the market down with it, right? I mean, the market day was crazy, right? Because we started out not too bad, right? Market kind of gapped up and then basically sold off hard. Saw the Dow down, you know, 0.6%, the S&P down a little bit more, 0.7%. But what we're seeing a lot now is the volatile names are continuing to get sold off hard. The NASDAQ was down, you know, twice what the S&P was down. It was down 1.4%. So, you know, we're seeing some big selling, right? Some major selling. So, yeah, King stock, Candy Crush Saga. The stock was down 15.6%, closed about $19. It opened today, and even before it opened, last night, you know, they talked about the stock opening at $22.50, and how high would it go? But because of what happened to Zynga, and the fact that Zynga sold off, I don't know, about 80% or something like that since its IPO, and even though King Digital has a lot better revenue because of Candy Crush Saga, it is its major income producer, right? That one game. And as you know, whether you've played Tetris or Legend of Zelda or Angry Birds or Farmville, all these games have a shelf life. And the question is, you know, what happens going forward? What's King Digital going to do next? And anyways, so the stock fell. So that was one of the reasons, right? I mean, and it's sad because, you know, those guys who made the IPO price made a lot of money, right? There's also some geopolitical concerns from Yahoo Finance. So you must know it must be true as geopolitical concerns, they rose after the United States and European Union agreed to work together on tougher sanctions on Russia. So as you know, Russia, the Crimea, the Ukraine. In the news, President Obama came out and gave a little bit of a tougher speech today, or at least it sounded tougher. And I think the most important thing going forward for the United States, at least politically, is that we stand united with Europe. And one of the things I didn't like about what Obama said is the fact that Europe needs to kind of diversify its natural gas resources or its energy needs. And I was thinking, can't we do that? Can't we send them more? We've got a lot of natural gas. I mean, I heard that we're burning a lot of it off. I mean, wouldn't it be nice if we could capture that and send it to them? I mean, do we need more pipelines, more infrastructure? I know it takes a while to build, but shouldn't we be heading down that road that we can meet the needs of countries that are facing this kind of pressure from Russia or from whatever, from wherever, from the Middle East or who knows where next? It would be nice if we had the infrastructure at the ready. But that's another one of the concerns, right? Geopolitical concerns. Facebook was kind of interesting today, and I own Facebook, and today was not a good day for me, but the shares were down almost 7%, down to $60, a little over $60. And initially, there was some positive reaction this morning when Zuckerberg announced that they were going to buy Oculus VR, which is kind of a gaming virtual reality sort of thing, which, hey, wouldn't that be cool? Hey, that's something we could all get into. That'd be a lot of fun. Hope it comes during our time, but anyways, they spend a lot of money on that. You know, they say there's some business applications and this application, that application, blah blah blah. But anyways, by the end of the day, that was sold off because the thought is that, you know, Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, they're throwing around some cash right now, and they have the cash because of the IPO and the fact that stock price has moved up quite a bit on Facebook. So they got the money, and of course, they're buying things at a premium price, but you know, they're trading their stock for other stock or cashing in their stock for other companies. And but to me, I think that's kind of a positive going forward. I think that Facebook's got to grow. It can't just be likes and unlikes, right, on a social page, because the internet, the barrier of entry is pretty low. And you know, yesterday's MySpace is today's Facebook. It's tomorrow's who knows what. So, but I, you know, I'm pretty positive on Facebook going forward. But anyways, that was one of the other big things I noticed today, right? The Facebook. So what's on the slope of hope? You know, there was actually some good economic news this morning. Let me go to my page here. But, you know, the issue with economic news is that when it comes in good, does that mean the Federal Reserve is going to raise rates or, you know, get more hawkish? You know, people didn't like what Janet Yellen said last week when she mentioned, you know, tightening. You know, folks don't want to see that. But what that does mean is that the economy is growing. So today we have the durable goods orders. That's it, the durable goods orders. So I think it's showing, and most of the economic indicators are showing that things are improving. So that's on the slope of hope, really, in the big picture. We want to see economic growth. We want to see profits come in. We don't want to see companies make profits by, you know, cutting expenses and cutting employees and doing reductions and that thing. We want to see growth, right? Economic growth. It's been pretty lame. So what's on the wall of worry? Well, there's been a lot of talk about, you know, the bull market now is over 5 years old, right? And there's been a lot of talk about that. Is, you know, how long do bull markets last? Well, you know, a secular bull market can last a long time. You know, we saw that from 1982 to 2000, to early 2000. I mean, it went up and up and up, and it did have some pullbacks. It had some nasty corrections along the way, but for the most part, it trended up. But because of our recent history, because of the 2000s, we had a bear market from 2000 to 2003. We had one in 2008 to early 2009. And that's recent in people's memories. So people are kind of getting worried, and they're starting to look at, well, are we in the late stage of a bull market? I mean, there's a lot of mergers. There's acquisitions at high prices. Just talked about that with Facebook. There's IPOs up the wazoo, right? Now we're starting to see IPO that failed. So there's IPOs up the wazoo. I mean, take a look at the number of IPOs this year compared to last year. There's quite a few more, right? So a lot of these companies are being pushed out to market. And how many, you know, how much earnings do they really have? I mean, what's their pricing power? What's their ability? And even with all that said, you know, the market still is, and I mean, the S&P 500 is still just a couple percent away from its all-time highs. I mean, there's a lot of negative talk out there for what's really been not much of a pullback yet. Of course, the indexes are being held up by some of the larger cap names like in the Dow and things like that, because I think as money flees NASDAQ stocks, as it flees some of the high beta volatile names, it's going into some of the, you know, highly liquid, big cap, dividend paying names on the Dow as kind of a, I don't know, a safe harbor, a hiding place, or whatever. I mean, eventually those stocks get taken out too, right? There is no safe place. Even the piano player gets taken out of the brothel when it gets shut down, right? I'm not sure about that reference, but I heard it somewhere. Yeah, so durable goods, two straight months of declines. That's over, right? Private sector economic activity is at a faster clip in February. Service sector picked up. So not bad, right? Not all bad. Stocks in the news. Hey, you know, did you see DirecTV and Dish? DirecTV was up 5.7%. Dish was up 6.3% because there's talkers about a merger. One big satellite company, right? Who wins the battle of that set-top box? I haven't had Dish, but I have had DirecTV in the past. I always liked it. I really liked it. I had to get, I went to AT&T Uverse for another reason. Not because I didn't like DirecTV, but I got the big old bundle. I don't know. Anyways. Do you see the fuel cell company stocks? Plug Power. So Plug Power yesterday was up huge, right? And I think the CEO was on CNBC. Talked about, you know, whatever, a great announcement coming up. And I think the stock was up, I don't know, 50%. I'm just throwing a number out there. But today it was down 24%. Ballard Power was also down. Fuel Cell, F-Cell, was also down 18%. After gaining 20% yesterday, I think it went up in sympathy with Plug yesterday. Man, that is a crazy stock, right? I mean, if you could get that one right, if you could get those swings right, you could make a fortune. I did trade Plug once, and I made a little bit and got out, and I keep thinking about buying it again because, yeah, it looks like so much fun. I think you'd be better off at the horse track. I don't know. Exelixis, I don't know, EXEL, hammered. Got hammered today. Disappointing drug trials or some such thing. That's been another volatile name all over the place. Another one I traded recently. But no longer in, no interest, actually, to tell you the truth. I'm not interested in those volatile names. I don't know why I traded them. Greed. I'm going to say greed. And, you know, getting back to my portfolio, I'm going to be honest with you. It has been whipsaw city for me as I put cash to work in some of the volatile names, just like I said I didn't want to do. But I did it anyways. And those are the names that have been sold off the hardest. I've rotated around. In other words, some of the ones that have gotten hit or as they're getting hit, You know, I use some sell rules, and I've rotated around and sold some of the losers, trying to rotate into some of the ones that are holding up a little bit better, but that doesn't seem to be working that great either. And as I mentioned in previous Auto Booze, as I mentioned in the blog, you know, I don't really care for me at this point. I don't trade with a large percentage of my portfolio. I still have quite a bit of, I still have a pretty big cash position. And I mostly am in index funds when I am long. I just, you know, the total stock market index, VTI or Spiders, SPY. I do own some QQQ from time to time, the NASDAQ 100, when I want to get more aggressive, or small cap index like IWM, the Russell 2000. So, you know, I don't mind owning those. They're very diversified baskets of stocks. Individual stocks, you know, I limit to a small percentage, you know, like 2% of my portfolio, because when they do get slammed, you know, if I lose 10% on them, it's like, well, okay, shame on me, right? I should have known better. But every once in a while, I gain a little bit too, and I think, you know, I'm the smartest guy in the world, and I'm neither the smartest nor the stupidest person in the world, I think. But I'm not that great of a day trader, so but I do try it from time to time. And sometimes it works out. Usually, I don't know if it works out over the long term, or probably doing better just in the SPY, right? But I mentioned before, I don't mind getting whipsawed around, knowing that the market is long and I am fearing a correction. So I'd rather, you know, take a small loss here and there and even be down against the S&P 500 for the year, as opposed to ride down a bear market. I have no plans on doing that. So just to talk a little bit more, and this is going to get back to Facebook, and it's not a recommendation. I don't really want to recommend individual stocks, but just in general, I mean, take a stock like Facebook. My feeling is that, you know, over the long term, Facebook is going to be a great growth stock, like say over the next decade. And it doesn't mean it's going to go up every day or every year. But, you know, 10 years from now, I think we're all going to look back and say, I wish I would have, you know, done what? I wish I would have bought some stock. We'll know 10 years from now, in retrospect, which stocks were the winners, which stocks were the losers. I mean, look at Google and Apple from 10 years ago. You know, Priceline's another. There's a lot more of them out there. But if you take a look at the stocks out there today, you know, and you take a look at one that you think that may have potential. I mean, which ones are they? Is it Facebook? Is it Tesla? Is it one of the solar companies or a biotech ticker? I mean, some of those have gone up like crazy, right? Just on the prospect of growth. Again, I think diversification is the key to long-term success, and specific stock risk can derail long-term plans. So I think one has to be careful. I mean, I'm just thinking out loud here, but, and I think once somebody has a larger portfolio, there's nothing wrong with taking a few percent here and there to try a few tickers out, but I don't know, I'm just thinking out loud here. And that's, I'm just talking my own book, but just my thought. And again, I still believe in the election year correction. As you know, I've mentioned this before, that during the non-presidential election years, every 4 years, there tends to be a market correction for whatever reason. In retrospect, we'll know why. You know, to me, it sure feels like one's coming, right? But the market, at least the indexes, are still near record highs. And pessimism seems to be growing fast if you're watching the TV news and Twitter timelines, right? So I don't know if the market has one last gasp here, or if it's just going to, you know, shake it off like it has all the others. Again, we're not that far down from the highs. It could bounce right back off the 50-day moving average, and I'm talking about like the S&P 500. I don't know. So, I mean, the big concern for me is that the sell-off is coming in the volatile and trendy stocks. And it seems that fewer and fewer stocks are moving up right now. So, you know, where do you hide? How do you hide your money? Because you can't make money in bonds right now. They don't seem to be doing much. And interest rates are really low in money market funds. So I don't know what you do. And I'm afraid of a strong dollar going forward, or a stronger dollar, or increasing dollar going forward. So, and increasing interest rates and bond yields going forward as well. So, you know, I don't really want to be in any kind of bond fund. That's just me. That's what I'm not interested in that. I'd rather just be in cash and losing to inflation rather than risk the downside in a bond fund. And I think that's going to go through people's heads is when they invest. I mean, do they buy dividend growth stocks, not just dividend paying utilities. I mean, the ones that actually have prospects for growth that are growing their bottom line, they're growing their profits so that the share price is going up, but also that the dividend price is increasing too. I don't know. Let's see, anything else I wanted to talk about? Man, I went through my notes real quick. Unbelievable. Let's take a look at the Dow real quick. I only have four winners on the Dow today. Merck, Pfizer, United Health, and Chevron. Chevron, right? And the drug companies, Merck and Pfizer, were number one. Maybe that's a hiding place, right? Well, let's go down to the bottom. Got some banks down there. JP Morgan Chase, Microsoft was up big yesterday. Has been up big, right? American Express, Visa, IBM. IBM was up big yesterday. Disney down. That's kind of interesting. That's another one I kind of like. But Just because who doesn't love ESPN and who doesn't love Mickey Mouse, right? I don't know, Goldman Sachs, Walmart. So most of them are down today in the Dow. Taking the NDX, take a look at the NASDAQ 100 real quick. There's Dish, there's DirecTV topping the list of winners. And then we get down to smaller gainers, Garmin, Vimple, Mattel. Really, Mattel, Seagate. I'm going to scroll down to the bottom. It gets uglier because I know the stock at the bottom of the list. It's one I own. It's Facebook. You know, down 6.94% today. Man, that thing got sold off hard, right? Look at some of the other ones. Illumina, Citrix Systems, TripAdvisor, F5 Networks, Staples, Tesla Motors, Amazon. Some of the big ones, that big stocks that people are in love with, right? Those are the ones I got hit hardest today in the NDX. In the overall market, we had some stocks I've never heard about. I'm moving up double-digit percent. Kerex Biopharma. So, hey, not all pharmas, biotechs are going down. KERX, whoever. I haven't heard of that one before, but it was up on over 400% volume, up 17%. Yonggi International, Steelcase, Five Below, Movado. Let's see, there's Dish. Lightbridge, I've talked about Lightbridge before. It seems to be the same price. Keeps showing up at the top of one list or another, either increase or decrease. Very volatile stock. I don't own any. Kind of interesting. Noodles, there's Noodles. Noodles is up over 4% today. Has anybody ever eaten there? Anybody listening has ever eaten at Noodles? I have not. Let me scroll down to the bottom of the list and see who paid the price. Oh my gosh, Exelixis, there it is. Exelixis. How do you pronounce that? They're down 39%. Wow, it's back to $3.91. Unbelievable. There's Plug Power, 23%. Ballard Power, Relipsa. Let's see, any of the big names down there. Zoom was down 12%. Yeah, Ubiquiti Networks. Hey, that was one of the big high flyers in Investor's Business Daily, right? UBNT, it was down over 10% today. Boy, that was one of the top ones too. So probably a lot of people on that one got hurt. Those who follow Investor's Business Daily, right? That was pretty ugly. Let's see, late trading. You know, late trading, there was some news out today on Citigroup. You know, some of the banks are trying to reoffer some of their dividends. Or offer some of their dividends, or increase some of their dividends and share buybacks. And apparently that's a no-no, according to the Fed. So, you know, for whatever reason, Citigroup was down 5% after hours. I mean, yuck. Zynga down probably in sympathy with King, Candy Crush Saga. That's kind of the big, and I'm looking by volume here. That was the big volume of Citigroup, over 11 million shares after hours trading. Nothing else really jumping out at me. Too much, but wow. Well, I think I had some other things I wanted to talk about, so I might have to hit pause and see if I could find it here. Or just keep talking, making a lot of nonsense here. Okay, here's one. Northwestern football players can unionize. Really? So Northwestern University football players who receive athletic scholarships have been deemed as employees and therefore can unionize, according to a Wednesday ruling by National Labor Relations Board Regional Director. It's like, what do they want? Longer lunch periods? More paid holidays? More vacation days? It's kind of interesting, right? I mean, if you think about college sports, and while I was watching a lot of the NCAA basketball last week, I was thinking, man, you know, it's kind of robbery. Those guys don't get paid to play. And they're putting their lives on the line. I mean, their health. And for what, an education? I mean, let's be serious. Most of those folks out there are there to play basketball and have the dream of going forward in their basketball career, right, or sports career. And they're basically getting used by the universities and NCAA to make a lot of money. So I don't know how I feel about a union taking over, but we'll see what happens next. I'm sure it'll be appealed, right? Obamacare delayed, at least the personal thing, and, you know, who didn't see this coming, right? I mean, there seems to be so much negativity around it and a lot of lack of knowledge and confusion. So it's kind of been delayed again, and you kind of wonder if it's going to be indefinitely delayed. We'll see how it plays out, but there you go. So on a personal note, I've been exercising a lot, been having a lot of fun. I saw when I was up in Reno for March Madness, I watched some of the Dodger games in Australia. They're 2-0. And what I don't understand is that they start the regular season a week early for the teams playing overseas to open up the season in Australia. And then the Dodgers got to come back and they got to play the freeway series against the Angels, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. And it's like, that makes no sense, right? You risk injury to your starters and the regular season's already began. I mean, they got to, you know, I think you want them to stay fresh and to play, but I don't know. It just seems kind of weird to start the whole season early for that. I don't know. Is it just me? Did anybody else? Show of hands. Anybody else think that's a little bit crazy? That's it. I like Florida and Louisville. Actually, I like a lot of teams out there. I'm pulling for Dayton because I always like to pull for the little schools, but I know, I think the Florida seems to have quite the defense, so would Florida and Louisville, I don't know if they'll meet in the semis before it gets there, but those look like a couple of the really strong schools, but pulling for the little ones, I'd like to see those guys get in there and make a splash, right? Well, hey, once again, thanks for listening. I do appreciate it, and I hope you're having a great one. Today's music from MusicAlley.com's PodSafe Music is Paperboy with I Caught Ya Hidin'. See ya. I caught you hiding.